Helicopters and rescue crews have rushed to the area. The earthquake struck the Paktia province near Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. It's a remote region where communities are still bearing the brunt of the war.
It was midnight when the quake struck. The kids and I screamed. One of our rooms was destroyed. Our neighbors were screaming.
It has destroyed the houses of our neighbors. When we arrived, there were many dead and wounded. They sent us to the hospital. I also saw many dead bodies.
Taliban government extended condolences and announced urgent help to the families of the victims.
The Prime Minister sends his condolences to the victims' families and to those who have been injured in last night's earthquake and praises God for granting them paradise. He has ordered that cash be given urgently to help victims' families and to families of the wounded.
Authorities say it's too early to assess the extent of the damage.
The situation is still very fluid, but the estimations keep climbing. We have got here at UNICEF our mobile health and nutrition teams on the ground giving first aid to those affected, and en route at the moment we have interagency assessment teams and trucks of supplies to help those most affected.
Afghanistan is already in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. Most aid agencies pulled out when the Taliban took control in August last year.
Government is facing with a international sanction and they not have more facilities to provide for people, but they try to use that facilities that they have in their hands. But need it is now require it is requirement to international community, international assistance program will become to support people and help with government.
Earthquakes are common in the Hindu Kush Mountains. One of the worst was a magnitude 7.5 quake in 2015, which killed hundreds of people on both sides of Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. Mohammed Fad, Al Jazeera.
Let's bring in Obaidullah Bahir. He is the founder of Save Afghans from Hunger, a campaign to provide financial assistance and meals distribution in Afghanistan. He joins us by Skype from Islamabad. Thank you for your time. What is the situation on the ground as you understand it? We've seen the numbers killed go up over the course of the day. Most likely we haven't reached that final figure yet.
Thank you for having me. Horrific natural disaster, the last thing that the Afghan people needed, considering that we were already facing one of the worst humanitarian crises in modern history. This is probably one of the deadliest earthquakes Afghanistan has seen in recent years. The problem is that a lot of these areas and the fact that Afghanistan generally lies on a fault line and the earthquake fell somewhere between Khost and Paktika province, really at the border area. Most of those areas are mountainous regions where people live either on the sides of the hills or in the valleys, which makes them especially prone to landslides as a result of earthquakes. And that's what happened since last night. The fact that since the morning, the number has tripled or quadrupled of the casualties of the disaster just shows you that the more people that they're digging out of the rubble is becoming problematic, and the numbers are increasing. On the other end, we've seen the Taliban respond to the calamity. The Ministry of Defense has deployed 6 helicopters that are moving the patients. We see Gardez Hospital in Paktia taking a lot of the patients in. Some of them have been moved to Kabul as well. So our teams are on the ground. We're trying to assess the scale of the damage.
Let me ask you a bit more about the resources the Taliban have. So you're saying the helicopters, there are 6 helicopters which have been sent by the Taliban. What other resources do they have?
So they have an emergency response unit, a directorate that probably was left behind by the Republic as well, which has been responding. The Ministry of Defense stepped in with the helicopters. They've moved patients out of the areas and to hospitals. The problem is that the health facilities in those areas, because of 20 years of fighting, are deplorable, to be frank, and they don't have the capacity to take in that many patients. But the better, the only bright side of this is that there is better access to these areas for aid organizations. We're just trying to gather as much information as we can, including contact with Taliban officials, so that we know where we should target and what is most needed. We're being told that it's food and shelter for now, which means tents and places for these people to spend the night in.
I did speak to the WHO a little bit earlier, who said to me that a team is still trying to make its way there. Do we know if any international organizations have actually reached this area?
I don't know about international organizations, but one thing about our work is because we've been distributing in provinces, we have teams on the ground, so which means my team already has given me information with regards to the hospitals that we sent them, especially because we were told initially that Urgun's hospital, which is a district within Paktika, had a large number of casualties and patients, but that didn't turn out to be true. So we're still trying to gather as much information. I think a few organizations inside Afghanistan, international organizations, are heading down either today or tomorrow to those areas. I guess it doesn't really matter as long as there's a short-term help available, and then we start talking about rehabilitating these people in the longer run.
I mean, you touched on this already, and it's obviously something that you work with yourself, work for. Afghanistan facing a huge humanitarian crisis. I mean, when you add a natural disaster like this onto what is already such a vulnerable situation, so many vulnerable people, I mean, how devastating is that?
I think there's a scale and a term for such disasters and crises, which is a compounded crisis. And it's not just natural disasters, but actual man-made policies that are causing people to suffer. And Afghanistan already is facing one of the worst famines in modern history. We already had one of the worst droughts before and after the Taliban came. And now we have an earthquake that has affected close to 1,000 families. So we really need to sit down and think long term, because the international community, with its sanctions, with how problematic it is for even aid organizations like mine to get money into Afghanistan, imagine how that affects everything else in the larger scale. So you can't step on someone's neck and then expect them to survive and keep breathing smoothly. So we have to talk about fundamental changes so that the Afghan economy can become sustainable. Some development aid needs to take place, because currently we're just putting out fires and it's just a wildfire. The jungle's alight and there isn't much hope if we keep going down this track.
Okay. Obaidullah Bahir, founder of Save Afghans from Hunger, speaking to us there from Islamabad. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.